Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 20, Where the Paths Meet, Part 1.
I was heading to the town the woman at the inn mentioned. At least I think I was. I wasn't sure what I would do when I got there, but I needed to leave after she mentioned calling the police. I saw a smaller intersecting road coming up and even thought about hopping on that, just in case the woman did end up calling the cops.
She won't.
She won't what, David? I turned around and there he was, standing no more than 5 feet away. He looked faded, a black smudge against the backdrop of the sunlit trees and winding road.
She won't call the police.
So fucking what? I still need to find help.
It's coming, woman.
What? What's coming?
Something dark. Something evil.
I felt the hairs on my neck stand. I quickly surveyed my surroundings, but the old highway was quiet. You keep speaking in code, and it means nothing to me, David. Why did you tell me to stay in the car? I could have been killed.
No, Roland, you would have survived.
No, Kent helped me.
It wasn't Kent.
I saw him.
It wasn't Kent.
Then who was it? You? Whoever, whatever you are.
No, Roland. The entity.
Whatever that means.
It comes, moving, drifting, floating, flying this way.
Well, that's why I'm going this way.
But you won't leave.
Oh, I am.
No, Roland.
He slowly disappeared, allowing the truck behind him to come into view.
Hey there. I'm sorry about before. I didn't call anyone. Do you want a ride? I can give you a ride.
The woman was short, petite, possibly early 40s. She had short, curly hair, large, round cheeks, and long fingernails. She slowly tapped them against the steering wheel, waiting for my response.
Really? Where do you want to go?
Honestly, I don't fucking know. I'm in trouble.
With the law?
I glared at her and she shied away, forcing herself to look out at the road.
You don't have to tell me.
I really need to get a hold of my friend, but I can't remember her number. Guess I could call her work phone?
If you want to use the phone back at the inn, you can. I also have a change of clothes.
I looked down at mine. They were dirty and gross. I'm sure I didn't smell good. I got caught in the storm last night. I said it almost apologetically.
Then let's go get you some new clothes.
Hey, I'm not buying what you're selling, so stop calling my...
Tiffany, it's me.
Michelle?
Hey.
What the? Oh my God, what? Where are you? What happened?
I'm fine.
I saw the news.
I know.
I've been calling. I'm so sorry about your family.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm far. I, had to leave.
What? What about the police? They're looking for you. They think you've been kidnapped.
I wasn't.
Then where are you? Do you need help?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, or as fine as I can be right now.
Where did you go?
I can't say.
Michelle, are you in trouble? Please tell me. Give me any kind of sign. I will call the cops.
No.
Okay, no cops. I still can come get you, wherever you are. I don't mind. Really, I don't.
Tiffany, I was just calling to tell you I'm okay. That's all.
Michelle, what's going on?
I'm not entirely sure, but you're my friend, and I figured you were worried about me, so I want to let you know that I'm okay.
I'm so confused. You need to go to the police, Michelle. Let them know. They want to find you. They want to find whoever did that to your family.
So do I.
What?
I have to go now. Michelle?
Bye. Here.
Everything all right?
No. Of course it fucking isn't.
You, didn't tell her where you were, right?
I don't even know where I am.
I'm serious.
I didn't say anything. I just felt I should let her know I was okay. And I was glad I did. I can't imagine what she was thinking right now. Besides, Mom, Tiffany was the only person who ever gave a damn about me. It hurt when she brought up my family, though. Every time I thought about Mom and Dad, I wanted to vomit. But Hal was adamant about us continuing to move. We can't stay in one spot too long. And we can't go to the police. Why? Why was this happening to me?
Hey, I know how you feel right now.
But I ignored his attempt at consoling me. When's that guy supposed to call you back?
He said he'd let me know when he found something. In the meantime, we keep heading north.
To Spokane?
Yeah. She was outside the city. I doubt she got far.
You don't know, and neither does your PI friend.
Hey, this stuff isn't easy, but I found you. He found Roland, and he'll find her again.
But so what if he does?
Listen, she knows about this stuff. You know that. I need to talk to her. Tell her what I know.
And then everything goes back to normal? I don't think so. My family is still dead.
We have to find her.
I had tried calling her before everything happened. Like when my nightmares started to come more rapidly. But she didn't answer. But if something happened to her, then maybe she didn't have her phone. Like me. What about her precinct?
Sorry?
Her precinct. She's a cop. And when we last talked, she mentioned having some help.
She say who was helping her?
No, but maybe somebody from her precinct would know.
I don't know. She was on the run after the Leyden Falls incident. They thought she may be an accomplice. And after David died...
I know the story, but we can't contact Julia now, right?
No.
So what else can we do?
We can wait for Gary to get back to me.
But she could be anywhere now.
The odds of her having help within the Force? I mean... That would be sketchy. They're looking for her.
We could try.
We can't have the cops involved. Not yet.
I think they're already involved.
I mean, this is fucking crazy, Ray. Washington? What the hell is she doing in Washington?
I don't know, sir.
The captain gave me a good long look. He was trying to read me, but I gave him nothing.
Do you think she's dead?
They didn't find a body.
Yeah. Well, you were worried about the feds coming back down. They'll be back for sure now.
I realize that.
Do you?
Yes.
Ray, do you know where she is?
The captain didn't blink. My hands began to sweat. No, sir.
I think you do.
I don't.
Ray.
Sir.
Fill me in.
I don't know. Any more.
What?
I don't know any more.
I'm not surprised.
The captain leaned back and smirked. There's no purpose in it, is there?
In what?
Keeping it a secret. Not from you. Not anymore.
No, I suppose not.
They found her stuff, and it's only a matter of time.
For you or for her?
Both of us.
She had things that can incriminate you?
She had a phone.
How long have you been helping?
A while now.
And Casey?
No. No, Casey doesn't know anything. She only helped Roland pre-Layden.
You covering for her?
I'm telling the truth.
Ray, this is bad.
I know, sir. I know.
They fit?
Good enough.
I can get you some more.
I think I'm okay.
All right then. Do you want to make that call?
We were in the back room of the inn's front office. Marilyn, or should I say Mare, lived in this small room. It had everything from a small kitchenette to a full-sized bed to a bathroom and a closet.
I can get the phone book.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure you want to call your friend?
Let's just say I've kind of fucked things up recently, and I'm not sure I could handle...
Disappointing them?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you let them know you're okay? And what about your car?
I don't have a car.
Oh. I thought you said it broke down.
Yeah. It's done. It doesn't work anymore.
Okay. And you don't live around here?
I don't.
I understand not fully trusting me. If you don't want to talk about
Why are you helping me?
Sorry?
Why are you doing this? I motioned to my new clothes.
Just felt like the right thing to do.
That's it?
That's it. But like I was saying, you don't want to share.
I'm just lost right now. I've had some trouble, I've made some mistakes, and I'm not really sure how to go about picking up the pieces.
We all fall on hard times, at one point or another.
But I'm not even sure I want to pick up the pieces.
Okay, well that's all right.
I shouldn't be here.
Where should you be? Hey, listen. If you need a place to stay, you can stay here. For as long as you need.
Oh.
And if you need some money, I have a few things I need taken care of around the inn. It's only me, Bridget, and Vince here. Vince has some back trouble, so he's working less hours.
You want me to work for you?
Only if you need money.
I can't stay long.
Stay for as long as you like.
I eyed the woman suspiciously. Why was she being so nice? While I couldn't stay here long, I decided to take her up on the offer.
I promise I won't pry anymore, and if anyone comes looking for you, I'll turn them away. How about that?
Okay, I'll stay, but just for a few days.
Fine by me.
Here you guys go.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, honey.
Do you need anything else?
No, we're fine.
Okay, I'm gonna get the kids ready for bed. Don't forget, Eric, we have to be up in Wesley Chapel early.
The captain looked at his watch and nodded.
Nice seeing you again, Ray.
You too. Wesley Chapel.
Sam's sister's throwing a party for the girls.
Should you be drinking coffee then?
I'm sure mine's a decaf. Now, to figure out how this goes.
I had shown up at the captain's place, knowing full well this discussion wouldn't be a fun one.
He now knew I'd been in contact with Roland, but I had no idea how he wanted to play it.
Ray, I can't know too much.
Okay.
I have to stay clear. I have my family to worry about.
I know that.
Yet, I can't help but ask...
Captain, maybe I shouldn't be here.
No, you shouldn't, but it's a little late for that now.
No, it isn't. I haven't told you anything.
Ray, I knew you talked to Roland at some point. Without Kent, that kid David, and myself, who else did she have?
Julia.
I guess that's true, or at least it was.
She contacted me after Layden. She needed help.
Where did she go?
All over. She had some money and things locked away. I got them for her. I also sent her money from time to time to keep her afloat.
Oh, this is not going to end well.
For me, Captain, sure. Why do you think I told you?
I had my assumptions already, but yeah, this is more than I hoped for.
Why do you think I hated talking to the feds?
But you don't know what happened to her. How she came to be parked on those tracks.
No, at least, I'm not sure. She had ghosted me for a while. Pun intended. I fear that maybe she was using again.
Was she?
Most likely, yeah. She was drunk, and that much I could tell.
Great.
But they didn't find a body, Captain. Something tells me she's still alive, and probably hiding out somewhere.
But you don't know if she has her phone?
No, I haven't talked to her since that night.
If they do find incriminating evidence, Ray, you know I can't help you, right?
I know.
If it weren't for my family...
Captain, I know.
After tonight, I think it's best if we just don't mention this.
I understand.
I do need to know, though, was she able to find anything? Anything that could help her?
We both found things.
Hmm.
I know the captain was curious, but in an effort to remain distant, he decided to drop it.
That's good.
It was, except now she's gone, and I have no way to reach her.
Don't you think she'll get in contact with you when she can?
Not necessarily.
Right, not if she's using.
She's unpredictable, but I was really hoping that my involvement would change that.
Well, is there any other way?
To contact her?
Yeah.
Not with Julia gone. I guess I could try Benson.
Benson?
The survivor from the Sefton Trust attack.
She talked to him?
Briefly, a while back. Roland had talked to a lot of people over the last several months as she continued her investigation.
What, Ray?
Maybe I should try Benson and Michelle Collins.
Similar cases?
Similar to Julia, yeah.
I don't think I quite understand.
You don't want to, Captain. Roland wanted me to check up on Julia. She must have known something was wrong. If that was the case, maybe I should check up on the other past survivors, just in case. It wouldn't hurt.
Ray, whatever you do, do it now. The longer you wait, the worse this will get.
What is it, Ray?
Elliot Benson is dead, and so are Michelle's parents.
What?
You need me to repeat that?
How do you know?
I reached out. I should have done it sooner, but with everything, I called today. Benson first. Some random woman answered. His number was back in circulation, so I called law enforcement, the hospital. 2 hours later, I find out he committed suicide.
Like Julia?
Yeah.
But you said Michelle's parents are dead. What happened there?
Something worse. They were murdered, and Michelle is missing.
Oh, shit.
Before you go thinking this to be another David Summers Shane Powell case, know that the police think Michelle was kidnapped.
You don't think she did it?
I don't know. I don't know much about what happened, but she was hanging out with friends before she went home. They think the parents were killed prior.
Jesus fucking Christ, Ray.
Yeah.
No, why are you still looking into this?
What do you mean?
Are you looking to get caught?
Does it matter at this point?
It could.
We have to find Roland.
And what about us?
We haven't been made yet.
It's only a matter of time.
Not necessarily.
What's the point of reaching out to these people anyway?
They were survivors of past events. On my last call with Roland, she tells me to check on Julia. I don't think it was a coincidence that I get a call from Hubert telling me Julia took her own life.
But what leads you to the others?
They were survivors, and I thought maybe that's why Roland was acting the way she was. Maybe she knew something.
Yeah, but you don't know for sure.
No, I don't. That's why we have to find her.
And how do you plan on doing that?
Hello?
Is this Tiffany Pruitt?
Yeah, who's this? If this is about an interview or if you...
No, please. I'm a detective calling about your friend's disappearance.
I already told the cops everything I know.
Right, I'm sure. Can you do me a favor, though?
What's that?
If Michelle calls you, can you give her this number?
Is she in trouble?
Not at all.
I'm sure she already knows to go to the police, and I'm sure she will, given the chance. But I don't know.
That's fine. Just give her this number and tell her we can help her. And if you can remember, mention the name Emily Roland.
Emily Roland?
That's right.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Dylan Whitehead. Starring Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Jack Austin as Jake, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Mitchell Beck as Ansel, Mark Karoftis as Oliver, Joseph Harmon as Hal, Rachel Stidham as Mayor, Brandon Levine as Ed. Co-starring Christina Lewis, Shoji Bixby, Lindsay Riley, Alexander Dotti, James Brown, Anthony Mayer, Corey Pettit, Kyle Mooney, David Quiqui, Joseph Brzezinski, Monica Ward, Amber Simpson, and Robert M. Lamb as David. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7lamb production.